gospel for this Sunday comes to us from the end of the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. This season is usually in the regular assigned lessons, the bread series, 5 weeks on John 6. And since we're all trying to watch our carbs and things like that, and some people have problems with gluten, that's it. We've changed it. So this gives us a chance to put in some of the lessons in Mark that we otherwise do not hear. So today we're going all the way back in the beginning, right when Jesus actually starts heading out into his ministry, leaving his town, and after he told his disciples, "Isn't not this why I came to go?" And as soon as he's starting to walk out of his town, this happens to him. A leper came to him, begging him, and kneeling, he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country, and people came to him from every quarter. The Gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Garrett, is it going to work for me? Is it going to work for you? Okay, not yet. All right. I know there are some people in the room that could, you know, verify this or tell me that I'm full of something. But I understand that when you go to Germany, that there's a customary greeting there that they have now, where what you do is you run around and hit people with bread. It's called Guten Tag. A friend of mine and his wife had twins, a boy and a girl. And they were hoping to have two kids, and so they gave them the names that they had decided. They wanted Peter and Katie. Well, as luck would have it, she got pregnant again very quickly, and this time with triplets, a boy and two girls. And needless to say, they're a little overwrought, a little exhausted, a little wow, and they settled on the only names they could: Repeater, Duplicate, and Replicate. Now, I know many of you think I need help. I did look into it. There is a 12-step program for puns. It doesn't work, though. And remember, the size of a pun is length times width. And here you thought you'd never use that kind of math again. I know, some of you are really wanting to touch me. or you think I'm a bit touched, you know. Isn't that amazing how that word can be used in so many ways? And so they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. What's a short video? Garrett? All right, I want you to watch the screens. There's no sound other than music. Thank you. if we want to say there's a parable there, go get yourself a dog or a pet. But notice what happened. The power of touch, the power of touch to heal. The little boy who lost the balloon, the young man who obviously is having deep relational difficulties, relationship difficulties, to the very, very desperate young lady on the bridge. Notice also the fact that after each exchange, the individual got a little slower. Until they got home. Now, it could also work in a couple different ways where someone else could come up to that person. That person can go into a group, you know, a therapy situation, family situation, some nurturing situation that then they, for them, is able to release it. But also notice the fact that at the end, the dog was dark because missing their friend, right? And how both in their pain, their anxiety, whatever that darkness was, their concern, they were able to find healing. Oftentimes, the best healers are wounded ones. Why is it that the best sponsors for a 12-step program are people who are working the program? Why is it that some of the best counselors and therapists for those dealing with PTSD are those themselves who have faced it in a variety of ways? Sometimes, though, we tend to avoid contact when we're hurting. What does that do? Or we tend to transmit pain by sharing it with whomever needs to get it in unhealthy ways. We know that there is good touch, healing touch, and we know that there is bad touch. That which wounds. What does Jesus invite us into? Obviously, good, life-giving, healing touch. The person in the video was reaching out and reaching out and reaching out and continued to reach out even when he realized that it hurts. Jesus could have stirred up a major hornet's nest in this lesson today because one shall not touch a leper back then. Lepers were supposed to stay outside. They normally were ended up forcing to live in cemeteries and in garbage dumps. Anytime they got close to anyone, they were supposed to yell out, unclean, unclean. And if they got too close, it was within the person's right to throw stones at them to keep them away, and if they got too close, to kill them. And what did Jesus do? He didn't yell at the guy. He didn't throw rocks at the guy. He didn't go, ew, icky, stay away. He didn't run away. I do choose. Be made well. And he touches him. One of the fundamental things we need to realize is what Jesus is and has done and asks us and calls us into. Jesus begins his ministry by saying, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom is near, repent and believe the good news." Guess what? That leper was one of the first to respond that way. For he came to Jesus and said, "If you choose, I can be made well." He knew how near the kingdom was and that his time was fulfilled for healing. And the kingdom touched him. Now, of course, leprosy could be transmitted, depending on what's actually triggering it. Jesus took a risk to end up with it. But let's face it, the Son of God took an even larger risk, taking on all that we are, all that we have done, as we say, as he took upon all the sin of the world. All of that was taken. He knew the risk. And unlike going to a dog at home who was anxiously awaiting for him, he went to a cross. And if we were to redo that video in this style, we would show Jesus going and touching this leper and feeding the 5,000 in their frustration and dealing with the angry mob that wanted to stone the woman caught in adultery and all of the other things that he did and all the miracles he performed and the hatred that was thrown at him because he was a friend of sinners and tax collectors. And you can imagine in that video just exactly how dark Jesus would have been with all of that handed to him. Heck, we really nailed him with it. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. We say the blood of Jesus washes us clean. And then we're invited. The story continues. As Jesus again shows himself to us, time and time again, in our neighbor, in our enemy, in those wounds, in that pain. But he also shows up to us and holds out his hands, and you see the wounds. And yet we know, as we see those wounds, that's not the end. New life is given. Healing comes. Grace is poured out. Restoration, reconciliation is yours and theirs. And we're invited to reach out our hands in that same act of love that can restore. So remember that God loves you. And so do I. Amen.